First blood of the day.
Many women, I didn't need a man to buy my house, to buy my car, or keep my lights on. We don't need you guys for anything.
I don't want a son because they're the problem.
Because to save myself financially, I can make myself happy, I can make myself orgasm, like what in the world could a dude do for me?
You don't need a man to make you feel better, babe. Do you know what you need? An iced coffee.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. We are going to be talking about how to instill hypergamy, which is basically gold digging and only being in relationships for benefit.
Do you hear that, fellas? All right. I can't stand the sprinkle, sprinkle, bitch, but fuck it. Let's listen to her. She got some shit to say that's very interesting, niggas. It's Friday, too. Trust me, this is going to be a good one. Man, it's going to be a good one. Strap on your chin strap, Breezer, man. You might have to go get some Primatine Mist, nigga. This shit right here. Let's get it, man.
Hypergamy, which is basically gold digging and only being in relationships for benefits and lifestyle.
Call me a lazy gold digger any day. You ain't gonna call me broke.
Shira 7, the hypergamy maximalist, who recently went viral on TikTok for giving women advice on how to basically gold dig after men. And you may know her from her live streams on YouTube, such as
hit my bank account, getting more and more money. She got paid, it wasn't funny. Talking to myself, oh, you big, big dummy, just my luck. That I'm stuck with a marriage and a baby who lives in a gold carriage. And I can't leave, if I do, she gets half.
Not the cash.
Oh, yes, the whole damn batch of money, so I chill. And act so sweet, kiss her feet. Can't picture being in the street, so I give a fake smile and a fake laugh. Fake everything so I can keep all my cash. Fake talk like I love you so much, but wishing she gets hit by a Mack truck next time. If there's one, I know that most women should be out for the dough they call gold.
It's called what? Gold digger. Sprinkle, sprinkle, what?
Think she's doing a great job at that.
What if he's not attractive but wants to spoil Kojasker?
Shira 7 has been on YouTube for a decade now, but recently gained popularity from people posting her live streaming clips from YouTube onto TikTok of her giving dating advice on how to get a provider man.
Pretend every man that you meet is a provider, and when you speak to him as if he's already providing. So for example, a lot of you guys are afraid to ask for money. Casually mention, or I can't wait to go shopping with you. You know, I love shopping. I hope that you don't mind. You know, I know guys don't like going on shopping trips and things like that, but if you're good.
Fellas.
You know, we're going to hang out. You're going to be in the mall sometimes, okay? So you're just going to have to get used to it because I really like you. So I'm just letting you know in advance.
Her dating strategy consists of her saying to date a man who is older by 15 to 25 years and also uglier than you in order.
What? Hey. I'm not the most handsomest nigga. So I take offense. I ain't the most handsomest nigga, but I take offense. Get an ugly nigga. Damn. Hey, fellas, I'm trying to let you know the... Let's get it.
To pay for all of your bills.
How old should I go if you're 21? Always go 15 to 25 years older. It's always going to get your bills paid. Sprinkle.
She promotes accomplishing that by any means necessary, even if that includes manipulation.
Only cry and use emotion when it is to your advantage to get what you want.
That's why Sugar Free said, fuck your tears. Fuck your tears. Hear this shit?
Don't do it out of reaction. Do it out of planning and acting.
Going after men, even if they're married.
Tired of working and you just want somebody to pay them bills, pay that car note off. You may have to date someone who's already married or taken to get your money, period.
And just...
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Now, that's exactly where I wanted to stop that video at, because when I heard that, I was like, wow, this literally ties right into the clip that was sent to me. So, funny. We got a woman out here that's giving other women advice and telling them to date a married man in order to get their bills paid. She's also advising women to date men that are 15 to 25 years older. And how much you want to bet these are the same women, same kind of women, that will shame a man for dating a woman that's 15, 25 years younger than him.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And this is why I get so much pushback from my detractors, because I'm so good at pointing out and calling out these hypocrisies that you have no answer for other than trying to shame myself and other men. Because the reality is, you just don't want to admit that men are right when we call out this bullshit. Now, the reason why I wanted to stop it there, because come to find out, this woman literally took her own advice and did the exact same thing that she's pushing other women to do.
What she do, get a married nigga?
The husband that's supposedly taking care of everything for her and paying for all the bills and stuff. Wait till y'all hear this man's situation while she was pursuing him. Check out this next clip.
Where y'all sprinkle girls at? Come on back to the front. Come back to the front. Because what we're not going to do is act like this video that's going viral don't exist. Where y'all leader is confessing to her husband having a wife and a girlfriend when she met him.
Bruh.
Is this the same woman that's going around calling men dusties? Your husband's a dusty. Is this the same woman that's going around calling women pick Misha? Baby, it don't get more pick me than to go and get with a man who was married and had a girlfriend, and you still want him? You still want to get picked by him? Oh, absolutely, you'll pick me. You don't have a right to call nobody no pick me when you ended up married under those conditions. You don't have a right to call no man no dusty when you got with a man who was married and had a girlfriend before. Right? What happened? You got upgraded from the side chick to the wife. So what, now your husband got new girlfriends? Because you had to get replaced, because men like that don't change, they just change women. But a lot of this is starting to make sense why she pushed so hard this money over love. Because probably ain't no love, right? You exchanged your peace of mind, your sanity, and your happiness for money and your bills being paid. And honestly, I don't really know how good that's doing, because she on live all the time pandering, trying to get money out of y'all.
Exactly.
You be telling y'all to send that money and y'all send that money. So I mean, if my husband was paying all of the bills and my life was so carefree, last thing I'm gonna be doing is on YouTube with y'all running my mouth all the time asking y'all to send me money. So I mean, it ain't all sprinkle. And that's also a lot of idle time that you got to be a married woman. But again, like I said, it make a lot of sense why she's pushing this money over love. And it also makes sense why she has such negative outlooks on relationships and men. I would assume that to be the case when you get with a trifling man like that. What other outlook could you have on men in general when you got with such a low-down, trifling, dusty man?
And now she's giving any woman that'll listen to her this horrible advice because she's miserable. And we all know misery loves company. And take a look at her husband. He looks like he's miserable too. Here's my question. What kind of a man is cool with his wife doing videos?
Raul. This is Raul from Act Right. Brother Raul, you gotta say it like Hassan Campbell. What kind of man? Is doing that. We ain't doing that, fellas, because we're like, goddamn right. Now, let's get to the Chronicles, man. Reason, stop laughing, man. We ain't gonna fuck around with it.
Outside of the club, they fucking. All of them is, why you think she wanted me to get that 2-for-1 package by putting my hand in it? They giving it up. They busting it down for a real one. No reservation, no foreplay, no nothing. It's literally another form of prostitution. What y'all see happening on your screen right now is another form of prostitution. That's it. They telling you, oh, go get you a rich man. And what you think that that come with? First of all, it's hard. Most of y'all don't qualify for the rich man. Let's be honest. Most of y'all do not qualify for the dude that's walking around that has the ability to not even think about whatever money it is that he gonna spend on you. That's the truth. Most dudes that's spending money can't really afford to do it because, again, over 63% of Americans don't have $500 in order to get themselves together. There's women out here with all kind of master's degrees and doctorates, and they are very into their careers, and they have $2,2500 in student loans payment a month, and they can't afford it. So what they do is they get another fucking job, and they out here doing DoorDash and they delivering shit. And they say, yeah, listen, I'd rather just lay on my back and let them bust it down for a real one. But they didn't know that he was going to put it in that other hole, too. Yeah, unsurprisingly, he gonna put it in that other hole. Smitty, I'm gonna need you to either get YouTube Premium or endure through those commercials. Okay, buddy? Okay? Sprinkle, sprinkle on that shit. They busting it down for a real one. Sprinkle, sprinkle. They putting it in all them holes. Every hole that you can think of, that's where it's going. And trust me, it's more than three that they getting it in. Look at you. You confused now. Yep.
Shawnee O'Neal told me
the same thing.
When she brought me my watch.
You was Shawnee?
Oh, my God.
Shawnee O'Neal.
Oh my God.
You were a crazy part, right?
Hold on.
Look,
that's a wild card,
listen,
bro.
Jesus,
bro, what are you? AP, right?
Wait, who brought you an AP?
Shawnee, right?
Shaq's bank account.
Look, Shaq got mad at me because I'm or whatever like that. But that's, you know, that's a
what the right here.
So when I proposed to her, right?
Wait,
Shaq, you go off on her.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Wait, stop. You proposed to Shawnee.
No, me.
To her.
When he proposed to me, Shaq DM'd me and said, and I wish you the best.
But what you got to do with Shaq?
Because he was my friend.
Prior to him and Shawnee.
Prior to us.
So Shaq, when I know who you are.
Yeah.
Because he's his wife or ex-wife.
No, she was spending money on me, right? So she got me a Richard Millie.
Richard Millie. You can't. Yeah. Come on.
No,
come
he's
on.
Not.
Dead homie.
He's not.
What happened to him?
I got.
Oh. He's not today?
No. Oh, he gets shot too many times. He don't wear jewelry no more.
Yeah, so it's like, at the end of the day, she was like a sugar mama to me on crib.
Men do the same thing on. Women do. I tell you right
one
now.
Second. Okay? One second. Let me ask you a question. Was you going to the house?
I was going everywhere.
Well, what city was the house in?
Listen. She gonna be mad to the ball when she see this, but at the end of the day,
I bet she is.
Shawnee O'Neal, she know what's up. I like 2 weeks before she got married to the pastor. Oh, she was like,
you're gonna get her divorced. Stop it.
No, she told me, she was like, I need some good before I go down the aisle. I said, Crib, I got you. What you got for me?
Oh,
she was like, I got $10,000 for you. I said, that's not enough. When I pulled up, she gave me 50.
There you she go. Was trying to cop.
She gave you 50.
High five,
right.
High five, baby. High five.
You got it like that?
High five.
Oh, man. I want to say something to Shaquille O'Neal, ex-wife, Shani O'Neal. Let's give her a round of applause. I want to say this publicly, that Shani, the next time you need some dick and you paying 50 racks, you need to call me and my niggas. As we heard on the clip that Shani O'Neal is paying, and she likes that thug dick, me and my niggas will dress up like gang members. And give you a professional gang bang fucking. We will. I'll call my niggas over there. We'll split that shit in fours. Right? We'll come out of there with fucking $1,200 a piece. I mean, my bad. Let me correct myself. $12,000 a piece. Shani O'Neal, your funding and support will go to the prevalence of black men getting their shit together. We thought the Sugar Mama was extinct like the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Mastodon, but no, Shani O'Neal, you need to diversify your funds to us regular average niggas. We need that. We need that. I'm gonna make another announcement that we are very jealous. Us regular average niggas are very jealous because we thought the Sugar Mamas was extinct like the Dodo Bird, that you are giving out fucking stimulus. Trust me. You wanted to bust that good nut before you went down the aisle? Would have put more poles in your hole in the golf course. And threw some balls up in there. Breeza, stop laughing, because I know you fuck with Shaq and shit, right? Because word on the street, Shaq was pissed off about bruh tapping that ass. But Shaq, you ain't gotta be mad. You could just give us some of them discount coupons to Papa John's and shit to get us a triple extra large meat. On your credit, bruh. And don't worry, we ain't gonna hurt Shani. We gonna beat that pussy up. So next time, Shani O'Neal, you wanna get your freak on, call us. Not now, but right now. Y'all hear that shit? Let's get to the Chronicles. Let's see what black women are eating besides dick up on this motherfucker. Will, stop laughing, Will. The Chronicles. Hey, what's good? I know that shit was funny about Shani O'Neal, but it was some real spit. I'm hungry right now. And word on the street, these hoes out here hungry too. So let's see what the fuck they eating.
Yeah. You can kind of tell she, after she ate that damn roach, she started to feel like she about to throw up. You see how she was looking? That's what you get trying to be all famous and be, man, what's wrong with y'all? You bitches is crazy. I mean, crazy. And this girl want to tell you how good a roach was before I get to the good point.
Y'all, I just ate the most delicious roach. He had kind of like a Cajun style with him. Like, he kind of tasted like, I have to say, just kind of spicy.
Hit that blunt, nigga.
Oh, man, these fat bitches eat anything. You found you a Cajun roach. Is that true, mon ami? Speak that Cajun to you? Is that right, mon ami? No, that's crazy, man. Y'all just... All right, let's keep going. That's crazy. I got some. I'm trying to find a woman who eat ants. Hold on right quick. It's a black woman now. Now, you would think black people don't do this shit. I don't know what's happening to us. I just don't know what the fuck going on no more. Hold on.
Around me every day. Need something strong to make them go away. Look at all these broken. Can't take it no more. Get up at night, turn on the light and see the floor show.
What's going on here?
A lot of you all are sitting there right now asking yourselves, why is she dressed in her cop uniform? Well, I'm glad that you...
Because I want you to arrest me, put the cuffs on me. Mm. Damn, Danica. I need to fuck your clone real hard.
Asked. I am now sitting here in my handy dandy cop uniform because the brick lady has finally surrendered and turned herself in. Repeat, the brick lady has finally surrendered and turned herself in. And
brick lady.
Share this wonderful news with the world because this menace to society is finally in custody.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. We cannot be more proud about this. And the reason why I am personally proud about the brick lady finally being in custody and turning herself in is because she made us as a black community look so trash, so horrendous. Right?
Tariq Nasheed calls her. That's one of those tethers.
We already had the Carly Russell situation.
Facts.
And it came out that she was a liar. Mm. Right?
Oh, thank
you. So to put that together with this, to where you have this woman of color talking about, oh, you know, black men hit me and black men didn't protect me and this, that, and the third.
Yep. And just starting up that type of energy, that type of...
Oh, that I've been always trying to blame a goddamn nigga.
It just makes us as a whole, especially as black women, look like the biggest liars, the biggest manipulators, the biggest clout chasers.
Mm.
It makes us look like we're desperate for money and just all the way around trash, right?
Trash.
So what happens when there's a real situation out there and a black woman is being brutally attacked? Will they believe her?
Nope. Is a nigga getting involved with that shit? Nope. We're not doing that.
Or will they just chalk it up to, oh, that's just another Carly Russell situation. That's just another Rhoda Osmond situation, a.k.a. the brick lady. You know, and if it is valid, right? Let's say that a black woman really is attacked and they have evidence of it. Well, a lot of people will feel like maybe she deserved it. Because after all, the brick lady was going around slapping people.
Bitch was running wild.
The brick lady was going around hitting people first. And
found out when they was in the car. And the dude that the brick lady got hit by with the water bottle, he look a little sugary. So you already know gay men and black women, they'll go at it.
That's why she got hit in the face with a water bottle, not a brick. Mm. But we gonna leave it over there.
Mm. We'll leave that over there. The way you bent over in front of that camera, Danica, and shook them memory glands. I turned into UK Wally. Speaking of that.
But all the way around, it just creates this humongous recipe for disaster when it comes to black women, when you have a bunch of black women out here lying. Just for a payday, just for sympathy, just to go viral. Just for attention, validation.
Yep, for attention. And
in this episode of the Wingman Chronicles. What these women do for attention is going to crack your ass up. Let's crack up this soldier boy, man. I'm glad that she in custody, right? Because we already know. And it's very remarkable for women, too.
I was trying to blame a goddamn nigga.
Don't be alarmed. It's just a tube of black ants that we're going to try together.
She said this is just a tube of black ants that we going to try together. Bitch, we ain't trying shit. You gonna try
Don't be alarmed. It's just a tube of black ants that we're going to try together. So let's try it. All right. So,
nigga, let's see what the fuck happens.
Black ants are known to have a ton of antioxidants and antimicrobial properties. So much so.
Shit, bitch, you can't spell, right? You know what I'm saying? But let's see.
That it can prevent cancer.
Black family, I came up out of the conscious community, right? The conscious community. through my journey dealing with religion, wondering what God is, who is God, what color is God, where God lives, right? I was in the conscious community. And then in the conscious community, there was this dude that was around Brother Polite, who is locked up right now for statutory rape case. You know what I'm saying? That nigga drugging bitches up, right? Let's keep it a buck, right? Tell y'all I got wives and shit. Yeah, I'm balling and money is my God. But it seemed like he took after his spiritual father, the great Dr. York. And is it a sin? Conscious community. Now, when Brother Polite first started off, he had to get a seal of approval through the conscious community. Approval, right? For people that's looking for an alternate lifestyle, trying to find your history, right? So his first competitor was somebody that's well known. But I would say he's a goddamn charlatan. The great Dr. Sabi. When I drive down Crenshaw and I see Dr. Sabi over there, right, on that bank, I shake my head. They got him right next to Dr. Francis Quest Wilson, who wrote the ISIS papers, right? And I said, man, Dr. Sabi was a fraud. I'm going to tell you why. When they locked his ass up in Honduras, that nigga got that. Achoo! He could have been like, hey, I need some meringue powder. I need some black seed oil. No, nigga. He went in that cell, nigga, and death with the hood on, with the champion hood on, nigga. Went in there and got his ass. You do your research about the story. You be like, oh, you think, you look at Dr. Sabi, man. I hate to say it, but man, Dr. Sabi images like white Jesus, right? You like, oh, you looking for another way, right? Looking for another way. Say, okay, Dr. Sabi, the man that cured cancer. But when you look at the case and shit, nigga, the court told him, hey, nigga, we gonna give you a motherfucking break right now. You better not have doctor in front of your goddamn name. I'm gonna let you go. We fool today. We got a packed goddamn house and shit. You know what I'm saying? You taking too goddamn long. So this is what we gonna do, nigga. You gonna disown that name of doctor. Right? Now check this shit out. Right? Where did Dr. Sabi get the knowledge from? Where did he get the knowledge from? A Mexican. Got gate. Man, got the family up here fighting for the DOC formula, nigga. They fighting for the ingredients to sell to you, nigga. Motherfuckers going out to their backyard, getting some of that clay, selling it to you. Motherfuckers going to Sam Club nigga, getting all them herbal teas from Dollar Tree, selling it to you. Word on the street, your brother Polite products was Dollar Tree, man. Dollar Tree almond lotion and shit. He'll sell it to you triple the price. You get ganked, nigga. You getting ganked. You getting ganked, right? On the way of eating to cure cancer, right? So we eating ants now? Let me tell y'all something. Nigga, me and Crime, nigga, we grew up camping, nigga. We grew up camping. Nigga, I wouldn't dare go over there and fuck with them red goddamn fire ants and shit, disturb they happy home, nigga. Nigga, I'm gonna eat them motherfuckers up. Nigga, be sleeping in that goddamn sleeping bag, nigga. Fire ant family in the winter there, nigga. Nigga. Nigga got your leg looking like the Christmas version of a Nestle Crunch and shit, nigga, with white chocolate and red motherfucking crunch things in there. You're like, damn, nigga, my shit looking like a pork ass. Pig ass. Pig ass got motherfucking razor bumps and shit, nigga, on it. Nigga, what the fuck is going on here? Nigga gonna need some gold bond triple ointment on that shit, nigga. I put that shit on that. Gotta soak it in some tomato paste. What are we doing?
Now look at this shit.
I don't really know how to describe this smell.
Like ants?
Almost like, unsweetened elderberry. Unsweetened elderberry syrup. I'm not even sure how to
get you a handful of fire ants and eat them motherfuckers too then, huh? Why don't you just do that, you nasty son of a bitch?
She was... I describe the smell.
Like ants?
Almost like, smell like to me like unsweetened elderberry syrup. I'm not even sure how to get it out of here.
You nasty motherfucker.
Nasty.
You nasty motherfucker.
That bitch is putting them on the plate, yo.
Why don't you just go outside and get you a handful of fire ants and eat them motherfuckers too then, huh? Why don't you just do that, you nasty son of a bitch? These bitches done lost their minds, man.
They are
the
little black ants. Let's gather some love here. Thank you, Lord.
Black ants. That bitch had another thing. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, he's the man.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. This tastes like a mixed up.
Shit.
Tart elderberry syrup.
Get them antioxidants, bitch.
The
spiciness.
Whoa. Goddamn.
That bitch said, whoa. That bitch did a black rob.
Definitely no texture there. It's just like I was like, wait a minute, Spike.
Now remember, these are the women that sucking your dick, gentlemen.
Yep.
They don't have mice in their mouth.
Damn.
They don't have roaches in their mouth. They gonna have maggots in their mouth and ants, and they gonna eat your booty. This is crazy, man.
I'm gonna try sprinkling some of this on some oatmeal.
Goddamn.
Because
sprinkle that shit like black pepper.
Do it on the side like a garnish.
Black seeds and chia seeds and even hemp hearts. I'm just gonna go straight for the black ants.
Ooh, y'all
bitch.
Then she put syrup on the ant. God damn.
All right, shit. That was the Wingman Chronicles podcast. I want to give y'all a shout out, you know, for tuning in. Shout out to my supporters. I want to give a special thanks to my colleagues that contributed, brought some contributions to this podcast. The Breezer, you know, we go from LA all the way to the UK. Shout out to UK Wally, right? Cry One and myself.
And y'all be good. It's going to be another episode coming shortly because it's a whole lot of shit I can talk about. So, what I really appreciate for you is to send in a slight donation, get the subscription, or hit the Cash App, right? The same price for a cup of coffee will keep me off the motherfucking streets. All right? Y'all have a good one. And I can see your ass next time.